Well, we have a few things that we know are coming along. Probably the biggest one right now is East End Market. This is going to be sort of a commune of restaurants and food purveyors. The people who do the charcuterie for Ravenous Pig are going to open up their own kind of little butcher shop. There'll be a fishmonger. The owners of Spanish River Grill in New Smyrna Beach, a terrific restaurant, are going to finally open up something in Orlando. It's going to be called Chocos. It's going to be Basque cuisine. And Jamie McFadden, the owner of Cuisiners Catering, is moving his operations there, and he may have a restaurant element. So that's going to be a really exciting. It's all going to be under one roof. They're converting an old Baptist church.
And whereabouts is this?
On Corinne Drive, sort of between the downtown area and Baldwin Park.
So is this an area which has been well served by restaurants in the past?
No, this is all new. This is going to be a big change for this neighborhood. Another thing they're going to do there is they'll have a kitchen space that will be available for people to rent out, kind of a time-sharing on this space. And this is important for people who want to try their hand at producing something commercially but don't have the means to actually open up a commercial kitchen. Because, of course, they have to be inspected. They have to have the proper facilities where they can produce food that's going to be sold.
So that'll be like a restaurant-grade kitchen somebody can rent for a certain time and,
exactly.
and test it out.
Exactly. So I I'm sure they've got people lining up for it already.
So when's that going to launch?
That'll be April.
Okay, that's pretty soon. This is a concept which sounds like it's quite new to Orlando, but is it something you see in other cities?
Yeah, this is not unusual. New York, you've got the Chelsea Market. I think it's going to be something kind of along that line where they took an old building and you've got independent restaurateurs in there, but all under. It's sort of a mall of food, mm-hmm. if you will. Another thing we're looking forward to is John Rivers is going to open up a full-service restaurant. Rivers, of course, is the Rivers of Four Rivers. We had a really lousy year for barbecue last year. We had barbecue restaurants closing right and left, but John Rivers opened, I think, two or three last year. And he's going to open a place. Right now, the name he's kicking around is Cowboy Kitchen. And we have some menu trends, just general menu trends that people might want to look for mm-hmm. in 2013. This is a survey that was done by the National Restaurant Association in association with the Chefs Federation, which is out of St. Augustine. And they say that the top 10 menu trends will be locally sourced meats and seafood. We've been seeing that for a while now. Locally grown produce, healthful kids' meals. And I think this might be finally them recognizing that we have a problem with childhood obesity.
You mentioned the local food movement is something to watch in 2013. I gather there'd already be restaurants in Central Florida sourcing a lot of their produce locally.
Oh, yeah. You know, I see it all the time now. And I have to think to myself, well, if everybody is getting their produce locally, who's producing it? Because we're going to need a bigger state. But I hope it's true. I hope that producers are stepping up to the demand and that we are going to see more local. Another one of the trends is hyper-local. That means the restaurant itself has its own garden and sources from that. And you'll see them out the back door. You'll maybe see them on rooftops, wherever they can find a space to grow.